Hello, this doctor is getting a culture dictating an endoscopy report on patient Robert Miller. Date of birth 11/23/1967. Date of procedure April 3, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Voltradio. Referring physician is Dr. Tanya Kerfalani. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure: informed consent with obtained period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as among the two all experiences of the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored, anesthesia prepared. Digital rectal exam is normal, period, well lubricated. Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. Electroplexy is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston Doppler score was suboptimal to poor, with sticky adherent stool noted throughout the entirety of the colon. Period. The patient Boston Doppler score is graded as a 6,2-2-2. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The patient did have a tortuous redundant colon with a significant amount of counter pressure and repositioning required to reach the cecum. Period. There was evidence of sticky adherent stool throughout the entirety of the colon, comma, smaller polyps, as well as flat lesions covered by mucus cap could have been missed. Next sign, there was no evidence for bleeding noted on this exam. Next sign, there were three rectal sessile polyps removed with cold snare, cold biopsy polypectomy. These are all diminutive in size. Next sign, there was evidence of mild rectal erythema. Chemical biopsies are obtained for histology and for further evaluation. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were moderate in size, period. Next line, plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year with 2-day preparation. Next line. Discuss possible hemorrhoidal banding in clinic on follow-up. Next line. Follow-up analysis previously scheduled.